Welcome to the Be the CEO of Your Life and Business podcast. I'm Laura Catina.
And I'm Amy Mara.
And we created this podcast out of our own struggles with the hope that we can help other women who are navigating one of the many different seasons we've been through.
Whether you're running a business or dealing with the juggling act of your motherhood and your career, we are here to give you real tips and strategies to navigate it all. So let's dive into today's episode.
This week, we are revisiting a topic regarding whether or not you should stay stuck in a routine that is clearly not working for you. So both Laura and I have been very vocal about just being very willing to change, which is really so not like us. Like we say this all the time, we are not like creatures of change. We are creatures of habit, but we have come to realize that sometimes when things are not working for you anymore, although they've worked for you in the past and you had really great success doing whatever it is, whatever habit it is that you were doing, if you keep on hitting against a wall and things are just not working for you anymore, you really need to switch it up. So that's what we want to talk about today.
Yeah. And I mean, we have different contexts that we can talk about this topic in, but for me, it's been most relevant to my nutrition and fitness and my age. Because I did the same, literally the same, you know, nutrition plan and workout programs literally for 10 years. Mm-hmm. And once I had kids, and then up until about a year and a half ago, and all of a sudden, once I turned about 45, like it just stopped working. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what is going on? I don't want to change my workout. These things have been working for me for so many years. Why aren't they working anymore?
Right.
And it took me a while to get into the frame of mind to be able to realize, okay, that's great that that's what you were doing for 10 years, but it's not working. You have to move on and find a different solution. Mm-hmm. And so as somebody who doesn't like change, that was very difficult for me. I think the first piece that is the most difficult is the acceptance that it's not working anymore.
Yeah, it's that awareness piece. And it's really tough too, because, you know, sometimes we can just continue to plow through and do the same thing and attribute it maybe to like, oh, I was having a hard day, or oh, I didn't sleep enough this, you know, for this day, or whatever it is. And you start making excuses, but then you're like 6 months later and you're still in the same spot. And you're like, well, why hasn't this changed? And why has maybe even gotten harder for me?
Yeah.
Which is another thing that you have to realize. Like if you keep on doing the same things, you're going to keep getting the same results that you've been getting. When it stops working for you though, like in this case that Laura is talking about with her nutrition or her workouts and just not feeling right, like you can't keep on just like beating your head against the wall. You've got to change it up a little bit.
And that's what I was doing. Yeah. I was going back. So I think we've talked about it before. The program that I used for years was, you know, the 21-day fix, the portion fix. Mm-hmm. It's had different names over the years, now I think it's called portion fix, the color-coded containers. And when I had kids, that was, in the beginning, it was hard to follow. But once I got into a routine, mm-hmm. it was the easiest thing for me to follow. I didn't really have to measure anything. I just used the containers. It was easy for me to follow. So I kept going back and okay, maybe if I change the plan that I'm doing, because there's different levels, right? Based upon your calorie bracket, there's like a whole formula that you use. So I was like, all right, maybe I need to change my plan, like the bracket that I'm in. So I would change the bracket and it wouldn't work. And then I would go to a different bracket and it wouldn't work. And like, what am I doing? I am totally wasting my time. This is just not working for me anymore. And it was so frustrating because I liked that program so much and it worked so well for me that I just wanted to keep doing it because it had always worked. And I couldn't wrap my head around why it just wasn't working anymore. It's very frustrating.
And I think too, without getting into like a super physiological discussion here, but like your body is changing always, right? And especially for women, we've done a lot of work and reading on hormone health and just women's health in the past couple of years that has been really eye-opening for us. And, you know, what worked for us when we were in our 20s and even early 30s is not going to be the same thing that's going to work for us forever. And so now that we have been armed with more information, we can say, I think a little more easily, like we have to make the adjustments and see if it works and trial by fire. Right. Yeah. And I think that can be really hard for some people because it's like, well, but it was working for me. Okay. But it's not anymore. Now what? Right. Like, do you want to continue to keep spinning your wheels in the same spot that you've been in, or are you willing to make a change? And I think getting over that hump of like recognizing that, you know, maybe you do need to make a little tweak. Maybe there is a different direction that you need to move in is really hard for people.
And you need to take steps to figure it out, right? So it's kind of like when, after I had Kaylee, when I figured out that I had endometriosis and, you know, the doctor put me on the pill. She said, you know, this is going to help with the pain. And I was like, I'm not doing this for the rest of my life. Like, this is nuts. So I started researching, you know, more natural remedies for endometriosis. And I figured out, I read that if you cut out gluten, it could help. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, you know what? I'm just going to try this. Mm-hmm. So I cut the gluten out, and within 30 days, the pain was gone. Now, who knows why that happened, but that was just my personal experience. I don't know if there's any legitimate medical reason to it, but it worked for me, and I had to figure out my own solution. But had I not taken the steps to do the research, do some reading, and try it on my own, my doctor never told me about that.
Right.
So I stopped the pill and I cut out gluten, and I haven't eaten it in about 10 years.
And we're going to drop a little disclaimer here that we are not medical authorities here. So don't start doing things contrary. Yes, it's not contrary to like what your doctor is telling you. And obviously you should find a doctor that's going to, you know, have the heart of a teacher and really educate you on what the best options are. But what
Which
I love-
Which is why I change doctors now.
And we have to go into that because that is a big, big breakthrough. But like, I just love the concept here that, you know, if it's not working for you, you have to take action. And this kind of jumps off of what we talked about last week about where are you putting your energy, in the problem or in the solution? And we're creatures of habit. We want to have the path of least resistance. We want it to be the easiest thing, right? So we go back to the things that we know. We go to the things that have worked for us. And we're like, let's do this. And when it doesn't work, then we're like, oh man, we have to do something new. Like it's like that activation energy to get over that hump. But I can tell you from our experience, and I'll say specifically with when we did 80 Day Obsession, which was like the biggest change. I remember Laura was my coach, my Beachbody coach at the time. And it was the fall of 2017 where we're told that there was going to be this big, brand new, never been done before kind of program. It was going to be filmed in real time. It was going to be 80 straight days of all different workouts, a specific meal plan. And I remember walking into her office and standing in the doorway and being like, I don't think I could do this. Like, this is wild to me. I have never even been able to commit to like a 30-day program and be able to finish it. And it was so different, right? And what happened though was that those first few days I was excited to try something new, and then that excitement drops off. Mm-hmm. And then somewhere along the lines, you start to feel better and you get energy again, and you have maybe even some progress that you're excited about. And all of a sudden your excitement and your discipline starts to creep up at the exact same time in the same kind of projection. And it's at that beautiful like marriage of excitement and discipline that you will get the sustainable change that you want. But then of course that also drops off too, because everything is cyclical, right? So like I probably could not continue to do that program now, also because I don't have the time to do it in the morning with my kids and with my schedule and whatnot. It's just not necessarily my jam, even though it's like my soulmate program for sure.
Why don't you we could talk about my new doctor experience after. Into what you were talking about before, about your having to change your routine.
Yeah. So this week in particular, I have been solo momming it because my husband's been away for work. And leading up to this, I was like, this is going to be an epic disaster. It's going to be a dumpster fire. It's going to be awful. And I talked it up so poorly, but then truthfully, it has been an okay week. It really has been there. I mean, there's been stuff that's happened and there's curveballs all the time. But what I also did was I gave myself so much grace this week. I've never given myself this much grace, where I was like, if I wake up and I have to race around because the kids are both awake and they're both ready to go and I can get to the office a little earlier, I'm going to choose that over doing my normal routine in the morning. Like maybe I'll get my reading done, or maybe I'll opt for my workout. I like switch things up, and it's so not like me, because I love knowing that I have that routine and that it's done and it's in a specific order. But I really had to coach myself through it and be like, it's okay. I can make this change and do it on the fly. And I think that if I had forced myself to try and do my routine the way that I always do it when I have my husband home and when we are both in this together as a team, I would have driven myself crazy this week.
Yeah, it would not have worked for you.
No, it wouldn't have worked. It wouldn't have worked.
And it's hard when you're somebody who loves your routine so much mm-hmm. to make that change.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm the same way. If yes. I have to change my, it's very, very rare that I change my morning routine.
Mm-hmm.
But it's easier for me now because my kids are older.
Yeah.
You're not in that
phase. Not in that phase, nope.
They don't really need me as much in the morning, although they can still drive me crazy, but I still have to drag Christopher out of bed and all that stuff. But right. that's not until, like, they don't get on the bus, the boys, until 8:25.
Mm-hmm.
So it's changed, but it's very rare that I have to change my morning routine. But you mm-hmm. recognized, which means you've come pretty far.
I know.
You recognized that it was not going to work for you this week.
Right.
So you made a change.
Yeah.
Right.
And the other thing too about that is that going into it, I was like, oh no, this is just not going to work. I'm not going to be able to do this. And then I was so nervous about my morning routine. I was like, how am I? I love going for a walk in the morning. Well, I'm not going to be able to do that. I can't leave my kids at home. Like, it's just not going to be possible. And then I had the forethought too. I was like, well, wait a second. This is the last week of the program that I'm doing right now. It's week 4 of a calendar that I'm following. And it was actually a week where it focused on recovery workouts. It okay. was the best thing ever because I wasn't like stressing my body too much. I was doing a lot of stretching, really active stretching and mobilization, foam rolling. It was like the perfect week. And I definitely have to coach myself through breaking that habit of like, I have to finish something from start, you know, program from yeah. start to finish. But being able to recognize like this week in particular, this block of workouts made the most sense for this week for me. And it helped keep my stress level down
yeah.
for sure.
Yeah.
I know that if I had gone the other direction and done something else or had a different week, just like scheduled out for this week, it would have been a lot worse.
Nobody else can make these changes for you.
No.
Like, nobody else can make these, like you have to figure it out on your own,
yeah.
which is leads into my story about my doctor, my new doctor. So as I said, nothing was working for me since I'm getting older. I'm 47 now and it's just, everything has changed. And I went for an exam last summer, I think it was. And I said to my doctor, I was like, you know, can you do blood work? Because I really think that my hormones are off. And the topic of hormone health for some reason is so big right now. Like if people talk about it so openly,
mm-hmm.
you know, especially at my age. So I was like, can you do some blood work? I just, you know, I feel like they're really off. I'm having all these symptoms. And she was like, no. And she gave me like, she was like, if this certain thing is not happening, then I'm not worried about it. And that's kind of like, well, it's not what I was asking you.
Yeah.
And I kind of felt like she wasn't listening. So I let it go. But then literally nothing was working. I was waking up in the middle of the night, which, you know, sleep is like my thing. My whole entire life, I have slept like a baby. I sleep so well. Nothing wakes me up. And I was waking up like every night at 3 a.m. and it was a nightmare. I was so tired and I was like, I cannot live like this anymore. I felt bloated all the time. Like I was like, something is not right.
Right.
So my mom had found this place in New Jersey and I had originally told her that she should go to this woman. This was like a year ago. So I was like, you know what? I am going to make an appointment with this woman and I am going. I don't care. So I was so excited about it. And this doctor was phenomenal. So she actually listened to what I was telling her
mm-hmm.
and they did blood work right there. And, you know, they emailed me the results, which was
phenomenal. Amazing.
And I basically had no hormones. I got the results and I was like, wow, this is why I feel like absolute garbage
yeah.
all the time.
Yeah.
And so she put me on 3 different hormones and I feel like a different person.
Yeah.
Like I feel like myself. Mm-hmm. And she said to me, she was like, you know, the second time I went back after I did the blood work, she was like, are you ready to feel better? And I was like, yeah, I am, because this is horrible.
Yeah.
And I do, and I feel better. And she said, you know, I don't want you to think that like, you're not gonna become a superwoman. You're just gonna get back to feeling like yourself.
Like a baseline.
Like a baseline.
Again. Yeah.
And it has made such an incredible difference in my life. But if I had just stayed stuck where I was and not taken the action to get myself out of feeling like that and explored different options, I would still be spinning my wheels, waking up at 3 a.m. every night.
Yeah. And you can lose all of that precious time too.
Yeah.
Let me just tell you all. When Laura came back to the office after this appointment, she could not be smiling wider. She was like, I love this woman. This was amazing. I can't believe the information that I got. And then once you're armed with that information, it's like, now I have a plan of action, right? Now I know what I can do. Now this is going to move me forward. It might not work and we might need to make tweaks, but it's a place to start. Like, it's better than this other person basically telling you like, nope, I'm sorry, my billing codes won't allow me to do this for you.
Yeah.
Like, it's just crazy how that small, just having that small insight or intuition to go somewhere else helped you.
Yep. And now I have sent my mom to her. Mm-hmm. My mom has seen her, loved her. And another friend of mine went to her. And after she saw her, she was like, thank you so much, because if I don't take care of myself, nobody else will.
Yeah, it's true.
And it is true. You can't stay stuck where you are. Listen, we're not here to talk about how it's easy, because it's just not.
Nope.
But if you stay stuck in the same place without trying to figure out how to get yourself out of it, nothing's ever going to change.
No. And, you know, while we love our habits and we love our routine, sometimes you need to take yourself out of the situation and kind of look at it from an outsider looking in and say like, is this really the thing that's working for me? Can I be trying something a little bit different? I mean, you can't expect to do the same thing and get different results every single time, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that the definition of insanity?
Yeah.
Is doing the same thing and expecting something different. And so I think that these specific examples that we have are very specific to nutrition, health, wellness, well-being. But this could be anything. This could be with your career. This could be with relationships. This could be with, you know, the way that you handle matters and like conversations with other people, right? If you're used to having the same cycle of arguments with the same friend or family member and you want to break that cycle, you're going to have to do something different. And you're going to have that perspective to be like, okay, this is clearly not working. We're still having the same conversations over and over again. Maybe that means that one of us has to make an adjustment.
Yeah.
And it might be really hard and it's growing pains and other people won't recognize it. But like, if you aren't happy in the situation that you're in, if it's not giving you the results that you're looking for, you're not growing, you have to make a change.
And I came to the same conclusion about my workouts. Mm. I told you this.
Like, yeah.
I used to love cardio, right? Like, love to run, love my Peloton, all that stuff. I've done a couple half marathons, which is very hard on your body.
Yeah.
And so I recognized that I needed to start following a program or something with a trainer that was closer to my own age, because the programs that I've typically done in the past are created by trainers who are a lot younger, and they worked for me when I was a lot younger. And so now I've been, you know, doing Chalene Johnson's Phase It Up program, and the workouts focus on strength training, but also zone two cardio, which is typically not my zone. Like, I'm literally up in like 3, 4, 5, like running and all that stuff. No more. I have been walking a lot. I've been wearing my Apple Watch a lot more, and just to look at my, you know, I'm obsessed with my Whoop that tracks like all these other things, but it just does not track your steps.
Yeah.
So I've been keeping track of my steps and making sure I try to get like 8,000 steps a day. And so that's a huge change for me.
Yeah.
But I needed to recognize that, like, you know, working myself out into the ground by doing the running and all that stuff is not good for my hormones. And it was not working for me anymore.
Yeah.
So I've changed that also.
You know, and I think I talked about it on a prior episode. I've been doing that Chop Wood Carry Water program. One of the things I actually love about it is because it is so different. It's more about like your functional health and your functional strength, which I've been so interested about. And what I realized is that there aren't dedicated cardio days.
Nope.
In that program.
Yeah.
And from somebody that used to hate cardio because I was like, oh my God, I'm out of breath and I'm like winded. I can't get through it. And then I went into cardio junkie, where with programs like Lift 4, there's always that cardio component on like 3 out of the 4 days. And then I loved it. And I was like, ooh, look at all the great results I'm getting. But then when I couple that with the stress that I have with running a business, running a household, running a family, it is a lot. And my adrenals are just taxed. Mm-hmm. And I just know it. I feel it. Like I feel
and your
it.
Body's always in fight or flight mode.
Always in fight or flight. And now what this program is really doing is it's focusing on strength training, just targeted strength training, and then functional movement of my muscles, my joints. Like, I don't know. I have felt so much stronger in these workouts and I just have felt just like more at peace with them. I'm not like constantly feeling stressed. Like I have to reach a benchmark. Like it's just me against me. Right? And I think that that's also like a beautiful thing to kind of come to that realization. Like I'm not competing with other people to try and one up anybody else. It's about your progress. How do you feel? How do you want to feel? And what kind of growth are you looking for?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. So if you are in a situation with your nutrition plan or a workout routine or your job or whatever it might be, where you feel like it's just not working for you anymore, you don't need to make a change today. You can literally take the simple step of doing some of your own research to, you know, find maybe other people that have been in your situation, the solutions they've come up with, different options that you have, because nobody else is going to do it for you. And the best person to find the solution for you is you.
Thanks so much for tuning in. We thank you for spending time with us today, and we'll talk to you on the next episode.
If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave us a rating and a review on Apple Podcasts and perhaps share it with someone that you think might benefit from today's episode. We'll see you next week.